is BBC Radio 1.
At the start of the show, we met 22-year-old Emilio stirring milk into his tea in his mum's kitchen. He admits he doesn't think about where milk comes from and only cares that it's cheap. Now, though, dairy farmers say, despite staving off the latest round of price cuts with talks and protests, their industry is still facing crisis. Here's Emilio again, visiting a farm to test that claim with Newsbeat's politics reporter Dave Howard.
A short drive from Emilio's home in Chippenham.
It is actually quite mucky.
He's already regretting his choice of clothing.
I'm just going to have a quick change of footwear.
So, wellies on, but there's not much he can do about his top half, as farm worker Liz is quick to point out.
Turning up on a farm in a white T-shirt.
I'm going to be wearing the muck by the end, aren't I?
When you got out of the car, I was like, oh, God.
In recent weeks, thousands have protested outside Parliament and supermarkets. Tractors and trailers have blocked the gates of milk distributors, and the government's chaired top-level talks.
Go on, my dear. Don't be silly.
One by one, supermarkets and processors cancelled or delayed extra cuts due to come in today. Most say they sympathise with squeezed farmers. But as Liz and Emilio round up the herd, farming leaders say over 900 UK dairy farms shut last year. Many blame supermarkets and middlemen for failing to pass on profits. But, asks Emilio, so what?
Restaurants, print shops, anywhere like that. If you go bust, you go bust. Why is it any different for farmers?
I milk these cows 365 days a year, Christmas Day, New Year's Day. And if we were to lose British milk, then obviously it would have to be imported. That's going to come at a greater cost.
Quite the amateur compared to her.
Back at the parlour, Emilio watches as Liz wipes clean every teat of 120 cows and attaches rubber suction hoses to all the others.
Just phenomenal how much work they put in.
Supermarkets say lower payments reflect a global drop in the value of milk products, but prices farmers pay have gone up for what they call the three Fs. Feed, fuel and fertiliser. They also say there's only so much longer they can be squeezed from both ends. At 20 years of age, Liz fears for her future.
All I want to do is milk cows, and I'd love to milk a herd of my own one day, but it's just not viable. Passion alone for farming doesn't pay the bills at the end of the day.
So, with the work all finished, has budget shopper Emilio changed his mind? Would he pay more now for a pint of milk?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, my eyes have really been opened to how much effort and passion and work goes into producing the milk that people just see on the shelves and just buy.
I'm very impressed that at the end of the day your white t-shirt's still looking pretty white.
Bit of manure on my back, nothing that mum can't sort out.
He's done all right, can't afford it to hard enough.
BBC Radio 1.